Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout. Up to the hour 8, it is Wednesday Live. Praise and worship it is. Thank you so much to Johan Els. And Johan, thank you very much, man. You know what? Tapele just told me something. Oh, sorry. He has just told me something that, you know, you have played some of the music that he has not seen on the system, this side. And I said, that's what legends are made for. They improvise. Thank you, Johan Els, for the unique praise and worship. Let me welcome our guests. And on the line, we have Pastor Samuel Kabamba is on the line. Greetings to you, sir, and welcome.
Greetings to you, too. Thank you very much for having us again this evening. We are so blessed and so grateful unto the Most High God. And we give everyone that shall be part of this program. And on a great Muruti Maraka. Thank you very much for having us.
And a beautiful time for voting today, wasn't it, Pastor Sam?
Definitely. This is an historic moment. Mm. And we decide on what we want to see in the next 5 years. I mean, it is now up to us. Whatever decision we make, we need to live with it.
And what is amazing is also I saw the lines. Did you see the Kwamashu Hostel? The lines were just like in 1994, you know. And even Bongani, when he was getting out here, he said, I'm going to vote, man. I'm going to vote. You know, it's just amazing there, you know.
That's the good thing. The good thing is, I mean, nobody will be denied to them. Whatever time you go, you have to be accommodated.
Yeah,
and it's beautiful to see how our people have stood up to go and vote.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, it is so great. It is so great. It is so wonderful. I should say it one more time. It's great and wonderful to actually see multitudes of people going on to vote. I really, really was so happy to see some faces I haven't seen in a long time. You know, and who are saying, oh, Ray, we haven't seen you in 5 years, man. Look at you. What happened to your face? What happened to your upper jaw? Hey, people grow old, man. Come on, you know. Muruti Mraka is also on the line. Hey, greetings, Muruti.
Greetings, my brother. Yes, true. We grow old. Thank you for welcoming us. And we are greeting you, Pastor Kabamba, and all the listeners of Radio Pulpit in the name of the glorious Messiah.
And did you enjoy voting today?
Oh, yes, my brother.
Ah.
I did.
Ah, that's great, man.
And I thank, above all, I thank the Holy Spirit for guiding me.
Yes.
In how to do it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. He's faithful, isn't he? He's faithful.
Yeah. No, definitely. Mm. Definitely.
Ah, that's great, man. That's great. And of course, it's praise and worship tonight. We are just going to speak praises unto him and glorify him. So far, so good, man. No incidents of violence. I've seen some hiccups there, ran there. You know, I was voting at Roslyn. And there was a time there was this, a system went down, but they started doing it. They started doing it manually. And the line was pushing, you know, in Roslyn. Just amazing there. At Ngwe Estates. It's just amazing there. And I've seen others. But I also saw my friend on TV saying he's been voting with his grandmother for quite a long time, the same place there. And the delay is just so bad. And he said, but I'm happy that there's no violence, you know, and, you know, smooth. I pray for faithfulness, no corruption, no rigging, you know, and the guidance of the Father. May people rely on the guidance of the Father as they cast their vote through and through. And of course, we are going to touch on the issue of praises and worship. And please excuse me the way I talk. I'll heal, and when I heal, they'll take back. I'll heal. Then I'm able to put back that thing, because then it was screwed into my upper jaw, so they had to remove the screws and stuff, remove that brace, the iron brace. Now I have this one. It's not even iron, so you can put it in. But now I'm still sore there, so I have to heal first, then I'll put it. Hey! Now, it is just amazing, you know, that the Father takes care of us in all situations that we find ourselves, and He deserves all the praise, you know. He deserves all the glory, and He deserves all the honor. And I like this one in Psalm 139. Verses 14 that says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. You know? And that my soul knows very well. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Amazing there. And this is the Father we are talking about, Yahuwah Elohim. This is the Father we are talking about. You know, check this one out in verse 17. How precious are your thoughts towards me, O Elohim. How great is the sum of them. How precious are your thoughts towards me, O Elohim. How great is the sum of them. Oh, it is just amazing. It is just amazing. And we speak of Him who is able to do far much more than we can ever imagine. The one who hears our voice all the time. The one who takes care of us regardless of situations that we face. Psalm 136 says in verse 1, Oh, give thanks to the Elohim, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Father of hosts, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Elohim of lords, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, for His mercy endures forever. To Him by whose wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who laid out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endures forever. And that is what is happening tonight. We are praising Him, for His mercies endure forever. Let me bring this to you, Moruti Mraka. We'll be playing even songs in between, because we have to praise, we have to worship. What comes to mind when it is praise and worship, and in a time like this, to praise and worship the Most High? Moruti Mraka?
Thank you, my brother. It is an honor. Mm. Let me say to have Radio Pulpit have us dwell on the matter of prayer, worship, and thanksgiving. For you see, when we do that, we are acknowledging God as worthy of the highest place. We praise Him because of who He is and what He has done. And we we worship him as putting him above ourselves and putting ourselves right down at his feet, acknowledging that. And when we do it in spirit, in the first place, our whole attitude being of let him continue to increase and we decrease. And we do it according to the truth. That's what you did when you opened you opened scripture and you are reading these things that were written centuries ago. But these very words which have been written elucidating the great wonderful works of Elohim are the means which we worship him in truth. And it's necessary to give thanks to him. You know, giving thanks is to acknowledge, to confess that whatever good we experience is through him, by him. And whatever negative things that we experience, do not swerve us away from loving him, from acknowledging him, from confessing him as the great one who provides for us. And therefore, there is a need all the time to give thanks. First Thessalonians chapter 5 says to us that it is his will that we always give thanks. So we give thanks tonight. We appreciate him for what is happening in our country. I don't know how many times I have heard today different people saying it is like in 1994. In other words, what it is saying is we should hearken back to what we saw Elohim doing for our country. I think those who were born after what happened in 1994 may not really know that we were standing at the precipice of an all-out civil war. And we went to pray. We went down on our knees, called on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and pleaded with the Father to have mercy on us and to direct our hearts towards him, towards doing his will. And I still remember one of the political leaders that has now gone to be with the Lord was dissatisfied and had taken to his airplane to return back to his stronghold. And midway, the Spirit of the Lord arrested his heart to actually change his mind, and he came back and joined those that were deliberating. And it's those things you don't hear about because they give honor to Yudhavavhe. So on the political scene, you will only hear about how people squabble. You don't generally hear about what happens in the hearts of men, in the hearts of women, that actually change and give impetus to our country to go in a certain direction
which we are praying for and asking the Lord for. And I would like to believe 30 years down the line, after three witnesses of a decade, there has been a cry in the hearts of many children of God that things are not okay in our land. We are not calling on Yudhevave Elohetzebavot anymore. We are disregarding him. We are putting our trust on the arm of the flesh, and which, of course, the word of God says, cursed is anyone that will put their trust on the arms of the flesh and turn their heart away from Yudhevave Elohim. And I believe in this season, this very short season that we have been lifting up our hearts to him and crying out to him and saying, have mercy on us. The very mercy which we are reading in Psalm 136, that it endures forever. He has heard us. And many people have come out. And the results of what will come out of this. Yudhevave is using to direct our nation in the way he wants. He uses human beings. He uses decisions that human beings take in the right way. If human beings call on him, worship him, praise him, and thank him, and acknowledge that our solutions lie with him. They don't lie with us. And then he uses ordinary things now to actually effect that will. So tonight, I'm grateful to be part of this, to praise him. And I will continue, my brother, to just say where you left off there, that to him who made great light, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Yeah.
I hear you.
We give thanks to Yudhevave Elohe Tzavaot, the one true living God. Hallelujah.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And of course, let's get Tapelo Lififi. Then it speaks about Konke Okuhle. Then we'll go to Pastor Sam. It's a beautiful one. We are praising him. We are worshiping him for what is taking place, even tonight, even throughout the day here in South Africa. And to those South Africans in the diaspora who have voted way ahead, thank you so much. Konke Okuhle.
Konke Okuhle wenu uyangiyenzela.
Konke Okuhle wenu uyangiyenzela. Konke Okuhle wenu uyangiyenzela.
Konke Okuhle wenu uyangiyenzela. Konke Okuhle wenu uyangiyenzela.
Konke Okuhle wenu uyangiyenzela. Konke Okuhle wenu uyangiyenzela.
Mangila sevilla ya ki ruisa,
mangila sevilla ya ki ruisa,
mangila sevilla ya ki ruisa, mangila sevilla ya ki ruisa,
mangila sevilla ya ki ruisa.
Ukuswela kwamoya kuphelisa, ukuswela kwamoya kuphelisa,
ukuswela kwamoya kuphelisa,
ukuswela kwamoya kuphelisa, ukuswela kwamoya kuphelisa.
Ukuswela kwamoya kuphelisa.
kusha manje sengimdala angaze ngimbone olungile Ungiyenzela Hallelujah
Tapelo li fifi. Oh yes. Konko kuhle uyangiyenzela. Everything good. You, oh Elohim, you make it for me. You make for me all that is good. You make it for me. You do it for me. Everything that is good, you do it for me. That is what it says. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8 and praise and worship on Wednesday live. My name is Ray, hanging out with Muruti Karabo Maraka and also Pastor Samuel Kabamba. And we are talking about praises and worship. You know, we are praising and worshiping him together. And I trust the Father is doing you good.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you then. You know, I'm looking at Psalm 136, you know. It says, verse 7, to him who made great lights, you know, those stars, eh? For his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever. And brought out Yasharal from amongst them, for his mercy endures forever. He is the Father of our salvation, and we praise him for his mercy endures forever. Pastor Sam.
Yeah, thank you very much. The question and also the way we share today celebrate, first of all, the mere fact that we are alive.
Mm.
We need to start by there just to acknowledge that if we did not have the breath of life this morning, we could not be here sharing the word.
Yeah.
And this is one of the first things that people need to start with, by acknowledging Elohim the Father, say, hey, we are here today because of the mercy of Yeshua that has manifested through whatever he has gone through. He has paid the price, so today we may be called children of the Most High God. You know, it's a blessing to be part of an event that we see in life. It's a blessing to be also pioneers of some events. It's a blessing to have been there when some of the events are today, we can stand and then look backward and say, hey, we were there, we saw how everything started. And if today we can see, talk about Timuru Timuraka finished his introduction, talking about the election and talking about what is happening. If one can say, hey, this exercise, we saw it happening. We saw it not once, not twice, but it has been in many ways it has happened, and then we've been witness to that. And we are so grateful to God, grateful to the Messiah for whatever has transpired up to today. And when one gets that place of acknowledging, and also not only that, but also being part of whatever exercise is taking place, to be sure that tomorrow we can continue to celebrate. You know, continue to say, hey, we did not do the wrong thing. We did the right thing. So today we keep continuing to celebrate. Now, the beautiful thing I wrote about this concept of praising. Now, when you look in the Bible, people praise God because of what God did for them. They praise God because of what He performed for them. But we've come to learn and understand that it's not just because He has done something good for us that we have to, first of all, acknowledge Him, but that's because He is the Creator. Yeah. He is the Father. He is everything that we can imagine.
Yeah.
By just acknowledging that He exists, that has to be, it has to trigger praises from us. We need to come to that place and say, hey, we're not alone. He is with us.
Yeah.
He has paid the price for us. And where we are today, it is by His grace. Already praises start rising from our heart and going toward Him and acknowledging what He has accomplished, acknowledging what He is going to still accomplish, acknowledge what is there planned for us. That is already a beautiful thing. And today, the way things are, as we start growing into the things of God, we come to understand that, you know, even for the little things that people cannot say thank you to, even for the little things that people cannot stand and say, hey, He has done it, we as a children of God, we've learned to do that. Now, if you have to come today, because today we are celebrating God, what He's doing for us, you know, when I try to listen to the news today, I've picked up that there was no much of incident apart from some places. Now, Gauteng, for instance, Gauteng actually no incident has been recorded to show that somehow, somewhere, we've been protected. Somehow, somewhere, we've lived the life of what the Messiah could do, and this is speaking volume for us. It's really helping for us to understand that the beauty about what the Messiah is doing for just allowing us to be there. Now, when we talk about the mercy of God, you know, just for one to leave his home to go to the police station. It was not, for the police station, it was not really something that we just say, hey, I can do it. You know, anything could happen. But today, especially today, because you don't know who is thinking about what exactly. You don't know who is planning to do wrong or good, whatever. You don't know. But you just go from your place to the place where everything is taking place and get there without any issue. That is something to praise God for. And I'm very thankful to God for everything that has taken place today. Thankful to God for what God is doing, because His mercy, the mercy of God, are standing in front of us. It's not because of what you are capable of. It's not because of anything. But when the Messiah, that the mere fact the Messiah paid the price, when the Father look at the mercy, He say, hey, what can I do for these people if not to protect them? And as I said when I started, I say, hey, this is a historic thing, because and especially this year with the three ballot, things are changing a bit. We don't know what to expect. And already we know that with this, whatever is going to come out, it's going to be the decision that the people have decided, people of our country have decided, hey, this is what we want to go for. But the beauty about the whole thing is our God, God has protected us, has kept us, and we can still say, hey, we've gone to vote, we've come back, the message of God is standing. The message of God is still there. What a joy. What a joy to be also part of this moment. And whatever decision we're making today is going to affect our generation in 1 year, 2, 3, 5 years. That means we're making a choice, and that choice has been given to us by God first, and by the country, by the president, everybody has given us the chance to just go and do that. What can we do if not to say, God, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for the life that you've given to each and every one of us. Thank you because we are part of this beautiful moment.
Wow. Fantastic indeed. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. And, you know, you can actually there send a voice note and just thank the Father about today. Tell us about your experience and how the Father had kept you safe throughout the day. And, of course, also the new direction that we see taking place just in front of us in the country. I was saying to Mashadi, you know, some 2 days ago, never mind me posting what I post. I actually am watching history being written. This is something someone has to write about. And how fresh it is when you write about it in pictorial forms while you see it happen. The jubilations of people, and of course, people's boldness to make choices is just amazing there. And thank you so much that you also hear in this current day people who say, I was led by the Spirit of the Father, you know. It's very rare that you hear that. You know, I heard from Ruti Mraken say, I was led by the Spirit of the Father. Something that is very rare when it comes to times as these. So send us your WhatsApps. It's 082-657-2729. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. And tell us, you know, about the glory of the Father. If you want to praise Him, if you want to worship Him, this is your time. This is your show.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Madlamini Thembisa, I see you gave 250 rands towards Videothon. Thank you so much. I see that you will get responses there. May the Father bless you even amazingly. There's a song.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
That is Tony there. Kuku Dumela. Danke, Kuku.
Ke kgopela motsotso go rapella moneelo bathong ke otheng bulisa bonke ditlhobo tsa me radio pulpiti namantsi koko a ka ka itheng e radio a ngisa kgone contactana ne radio pulpiti bazalwane nyantsela ni sa mamele nonke nangu koko speko lana e Davidton awu ngizokhulekela umnikelo nokuthi ngempela le Ariel njengoba ngingasaveli nami lana ku-radio pulpit ngiyacela nokuthi Ariel ibhadale sinikele ibhadale sengiyakhuleka egameni elihle lakankulunkulu modimo wa ka tate ke ba bana ba gago ba santse ba thaidise lefatshe lotlhe tate o modimo wa ka ke rapelela wona moneelo ka lebiso le maatla ka lebiso la jesu wa nazareta modimo wa ka tate tsemelela tate gare ga dipelo tsa bona tate gomme ba neele ba khupurole matsogo tate ba neele tate gore Ariel ya rena ga re šomaela evangedi kwale lefatshe lotlhe gobane re tswetswe ke yona Ariel ye kgwa tate re tswetswe ke lentso la modimo le ba le gatshang mo gare ga radio pulpit o nkulunkulu ba nnete nkulunkulu ba sazomikela o ba busise busisa loyo na loyo egameni lakho le la ka Jesu Kriste gobane o modimo e mmotse o modimo ye tate o tsebang monagano wa motho ke re puku ya dipitsalomo 139 e re mauvuka ukwazi nokuthi uzokabangani eyinyanikhulekele egameni elihle lakankulunkulunkulunkulu akasincede sonke sisazonikela kule nyanga nokuthi Ariel yethu ingashoti ngokuthi umsakazi awusekho kuradio pulpit siyakolota modimo bathusi ka lebiso le matla ka lebiso la Jesu Kriste ke a leboga modimo wa ka tate ke leboga ka leine la morwa gago leng Jesu Kriste lena le maatla lena le lekeleng la tsena tlasa le ditla wa re ga o le ditla tlasa mobu la tsoga la phela gwa ba modimo ya phelang o ke a leboga modimo a legonofatshe ka go fela le satlong le ena amen
amen koko re a leboga tse modimo a wetse gantle
ai baruti ba ka lebe ga botse mo radio pulpit le ga se ka tlhole ke na le contact ga botse mara evangedi ke le rapela gore modimo a le apese matla makgetsa a le apese knowledge ya gore ga le ruta lentsu la gage tate le fodisi ba bangata dipetle le ditronkong ba kgonotswa amen
amen koko re a leboga tle
amen amen
and of course we are praising and worshiping the Father about today about today we are praising him ka letsatsi la lehono re a mo leboga re a mo tumisa ka letsatsi la lehono in the background qoli umuhle
give your faith wings explore life with 657 am
all right 657 am radio pulpit coming to you praise and worship yes a particular experience even in this show Wednesday live Muruti Murak and also Pastor Samuel Kabamba talking with me throughout up to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. And of course, we take your calls. You can call us, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And in that, you can also drop us a voice note via WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. And let's hear from you what you say on that, you know, praising him and glorifying him for this day. It's amazing, you know. Maruti Muraka touched something where he spoke, you know, about how one leader in his plane had to turn because he had to agree because the Father had touched him somehow, and so much bloodshed was avoided, even though already in places like Fort Lauderdale, Davitown, the Val Triangle, it was already cooking with so much violence, you know. But, you know, the very fact that peace won, it was just amazing. It was just amazing. And we praise him, we glorify him for his mercies endure forever. There is no one like him in our lives. He is our King and our Savior. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, his mercies endure forever and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endure forever. He has made us to pass through the midst of so much turmoil, Muruti Muraka. His mercy endures forever. Even today, we still see that. Muruti?
Amen. The wonderful thing is that the relating what he did for Israel when he took them out of Egypt. He is a testimony, and it is acknowledging the God whose name is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh as the true God who did this. Now, he took the sons of Israel and brought them to a mountain where he gave them his teaching, his doctrine. And part of the doctrine was that he's got a standard by which we must live by. Moral excellencies which they must live by. And he even said if they fail, to remove their fault, to make them, especially in the flesh, to be cleansed of those faults, to pay for sin, they had to kill animals in a specific and particular way. But he also taught them that to acknowledge him, to thank him, to praise him, they must slaughter animals in a particular way. All those things were pointing to this day. Because in this day, when we put our trust on our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, we have already slaughtered the true lamb that takes away sin from us. And then the word of God, the truth, calls upon us to bring now sacrifices, spiritual sacrifices. I'm reading 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Coming to him, that is to the Messiah, as a living stone rejected indeed under human beings, but elected by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice, well accepted to God through Jesus Christ. And then in Hebrews 13, verse 15, he says, therefore by him let us continually offer up the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, acknowledging his name. And then he says, but do not forget to do well and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Now we can see in this day, the sacrifices which we ought to present to the Father are the sacrifices that one has read about there, as well as what I'm reading in Romans chapter 12, where it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, through the pleadings of Elohim, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to Elohim, which is your logical labor. Now, I'm bringing this up that much as the Lord and Savior, our Passover has been slain so that we have been released from slavery to sin.
we are still expected to offer up sacrifices, spiritual sacrifices of praise, spiritual sacrifices of worship, spiritual sacrifices of acknowledging Elohim's name, giving thanks to Him. In other words, it is important that we do not drift away from this, that we acknowledge Him for the good things He's doing for us. And those who do not, who are not born again, like the Messiah has said, they cannot intuit the things of the kingdom. But we who are of the kingdom, He says, seek the kingdom first, and all these other things shall be added. So when we pray and worship and glorify His name like we are doing tonight, we are actually seeking the kingdom first. And the peace which we seek in our country, the development which we are seeking in our country, the living together in a quiet, tranquil manner and caring for one another, those things which we are seeking will be added. And I would like to believe that from where I'm sitting, I'm seeing the hand of God in that. The response we are seeing in the populace of South Africa towards these very elections is as a result of His children going down on their knees and giving thanks to Elohim and crying out for Him, for His pity, for His compassion, for His mercy which does not end. And because He hears, He has answered, through moving the hearts of the citizens to go and cast their vote. And He takes those votes and He puts in place His own servant, minister, that will punish those who are lawless and pursue crime, but will also commend those who do good things. And when I say this, I don't necessarily mean He puts people who are born again in positions of leadership. Mm-hmm. He will use the very people who are not born again, because those who are born again have cried out to Him in prayer. They've also given thanks to Him. They have, like I am, you know, I don't know how to explain how overjoyed I am that Radio Pulpit, in its service to the Lord, has called this night, this day, that we should worship and praise the Lord. Not highlight which party is the best. Because once we do that kind of thing, it's focusing on the arm of the flesh. But because we know who is directing the arc in which we are, we worship Him, we praise Him, we glorify Him. And as we give accolades to Him, He works in the hearts of men and women. Even those that we might have said, they are not born again. But then He put them in there to do His will over this country. So that in the end, our nation will ultimately become what He wanted it to become amongst the other nations. So let us praise God. Let us worship Him. And in this day when we hear His voice, may we not rebel against His voice, but may we give praise and honor to Him and acknowledge Him who lifts up kings and also demotes those who are princes, because He is sovereign. Absolutely. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There's a beautiful song that says Ngiyabonga, a beautiful song. It says Ngiyabonga, the music of Mahalia Buchanan.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.